And now this is a dictation for Colleen, Colleen Sisco, SISCO, October 7, 1951. Addresses a letter to Ninke, NIMKEE Clinic, 7754680. Dear sirs, at Ninke Clinic, a follow-up for Mrs. Sisco has liver cirrhosis, hepatocellular cancer, and advanced renal failure. Recent hospital. From June, she does have persistent diarrhea. Two small meals a day, comes accompanied with her daughter, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies abdominal pain, fever, takes Imodium, no bleeding, there is nocturia, but no infection, leg ulcer improving, they are talking about a skin graft, stable edema, presently no antibiotics, no increased abdominal girth, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, some problems of insomnia, has not required any oxygen. I review medications. I want to highlight on two diuretics, Demodex and Lasix. Iron replacement, inhalers, intravenous iron, and immunotherapy for hepatic cancer. Next paragraph, blood pressure 110/55 on the right side. Lungs distant clear, no pleural effusion, decreased hearing, normal speech, pallor of the skin, chronically ill, frail, muscle wasting, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension tenderness, no peritonitis or severe ascites, minimal edema on the left side of the leg ulcer. There was some degree of asterixis, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, anemia 7.9, a normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine at 1.7, which is baseline for her, representing a GFR 30, stage 3 to 4. Low albumin, normal sodium potassium acid base, corrected calcium upper side, chronic elevation of the alkaline phosphatase and AST, but normal bilirubin. The tumor marker alpha fetoprotein not elevated, 3T4 normal. Prior TSH very high. She was taking the thyroid replacing with meals. Low ferritin at 30 with a saturation 54%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4. There is no indication for dialysis. There is no urinary retention or obstruction. She has advanced liver problems, including cirrhosis and liver cancer on treatment with immunotherapy. No reported urinary retention. She has probably also diastolic type congestive heart failure, complicating issues, the chronic diarrhea, poor nutrition, prior smoker with COPD abnormalities, ongoing left foot ulcer, although apparently healing, severe anemia multifactorial, she denies external bleeding, there is iron deficiency, and is my understanding oncology is doing already iron replacement. Continue to monitor chemistries. Overall condition is guarded. She might not decide to do any invasive procedures, which is again is not needed, as she's presently GFR around 30. End of dictation.